would expect we could show. And let's be honest again, as I said in the first session, if we have the big one hit, and our families are in jeopardy, how many of us are really going to show up for Mission Viejo?
We're not.
And I had the same problem when I was dealing with business continuity working. Is that, you know, we came up with the strategy, forget anybody who's locally impacted. Anybody who works in the area impacted, just forget them. And the strategy for planning was pull from other resources. That's the whole basis of this mutual aid concept. Is if Mission Viejo has a problem, we just got to pull from the folks that are not impacted. And hopefully we are using the same procedures and policies. Okay, the current status of ECOM on slide 47. Emergency managers have a full array of technologically advanced and innovative vendor products providing easy, quick connectivity, vendor emergency support, and many have built-in redundancy. Now, what are the systems that Mr. Viejo deals with that fall into this category? Actually, I think all the cities have that are part of South County. What are the two systems that our emergency managers rely on? One of them is called WebEOC. Okay, WebEOC is what Mission Viejo is relying on. Okay, AlertOC. Okay, is the notification mechanism. So as you can see on the slide on number slide 47 in red, why in the world should they rely on us? We're getting gray. I resemble that. Growing bald. Well, some of us resemble that. And may not even be available. Moving on. The new face of ECOM. Operational area-based standards need to be developed for all ECOM volunteers. Standardized equipment codes. We talked about that. Standardized position codes. Standardized activation levels, we'll talk a lot more about that in the subsequent course. The new face of ECOM implements a specialized version of the incident command system. Okay, well, again, we need to take a look again to the ICS summary that we handed out last class to see, and it's really would be worth your time to go through that summary and read it before we go to the next class, because you'll appreciate the tremendous amount of work Wayne has done with ZRICS if you review the real ICS, because you'll see the parallels a lot easier. Obviously, the new face has proficiency-based training, and we already talked about that. Now we're to slide 50. Oh, let's go back to this. The position task books for each P code. How many position task books seem reasonable for us, Mission Viejo? You know, we've already...
Two. Field and EOC.
Okay. Yeah, I those two that came to my mind. WinLink is the third. And when we get our ATV up and running, it would be the fourth. Okay, that came to my mind. But to be honest with you, if we can just get the field and the EOC, in place, that would be an awesome accomplishment. Okay, we're now at slide 50. And the new face of ECOM conducts a number of different kinds of nets. Not just a resource net, like we've been doing, but several others. It conducts tactical nets on simplex frequencies to identify resources, ERD resources, that are either committed, available, or out of service. Okay, so as I see it, we're going to laundry list several different kinds of nets here, but as I see it, that falls a lot on me to introduce some new nets. Now, last night, we tried one of them. I'll comment on in a minute. But tactical net, go ahead.
Question, why would you say the tactical nets need to be on simplex? You know, from our geography around here, the simplex doesn't work very well.
Okay, simplex, tactical net, probably because it's time consuming. For example, one of the things that I experienced last night on net, when I tried to do what we, proficiency net, okay, is I ran out of time. Okay, Charlie is always warning me that I gotta get it done with you guys, because Sora's coming on with their net right behind us. Okay, so we just don't have time. And so I think the idea of simplex here is in order to take time and not consume that valuable repeater resource. That's my take on it. It could be on a repeater, but we would consume a lot of airtime, and maybe that's selfish.
Do we have a limit to the number of hours that we, as RACIs, being a part of FEMA and the federal government, can use the ham radio frequencies?
No.
If
I don't think so.
If we operate as RACIs, yeah, but there's a limit.
There is a limit?
Our weekly nets are not RACIs nets.
They're ARES?
They're not even ARES. They're just a direct Mission Viejo Emergency Amateur Radio Club nets.
Club net.
Well, we don't call ourselves a club anymore. We call ourselves
a Right, but that's what it is. It's a club net. It's not RACIs. It's not ARES.
Okay, so maybe we get around
in order to, put in the time every week.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, that's a question, is what is the limit? Is there a limit?
Yeah, there is a limit, and like the county, their nets, their weekly net is a RACIs ACS net, and because they throw it in as ACS, they don't have to be under the rules of RACIs.
Hmm. Okay.
And the drill coming up on the 6th,
is ACS.
Is an ACS, so that the MOUs can communicate with the RACIs groups without the restriction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, another kind of net that we could have is a transit net. Well, we do transit nets. That's our travel net. So we already are doing the transit nets. Conduct command nets. Now, in the Plaza de La Paz exercise, there was transit nets where we went from one assignment to the next assignment to the next assignment, and we were on a travel net simplex frequency. And then we were given permission, once we arrived, to go to a command or operations net where we did whatever was the assignment at that particular assigned location. There are scenarios we were supposed to read back to the net operator. So there's command nets, you can read about that. There's training nets to feature specific information on slide 51. Training nets to feature specific information enhancing operator proficiency, knowledge, or awareness. Okay, again, we have a problem right up against SORA. And then last night, I tried to do a proficiency net featuring aspects of past training, reviewing materials using Q&A sessions to query knowledge, awareness, and recall. And it was very abbreviated, but everybody who responded to me got 100%. And the one thing that was really cool was Canute, who is taking this class via the website material, got 100%. Now, he's brand new. He didn't go through the original SOCMET training. And he was able to get 100%. Now, maybe being a professor and knowing how to take exams has something to do with it. But anyway, that was encouraging to me. Slide 52, the new face of econ. Again, we identify our equipment using standardized equipment codes. We'll have to look into using e-codes if that's a standard. Initiate and conduct resource nets to update availability of critical volunteer equipment resources. We're currently updating our equipment list annually, correct?
Charlie? Well, it's been annually or more often.
Or when?
I encourage people whenever they have new or discarded equipment to notify us. Some do.
Yep. Okay, the new face of ECOM on page 53, or slide 53, conduct query or Q&A nets, and have participants provide answers to pre-scripted questions. We'll have to look into that. And the development net is basically a tabletop exercise. So there's a variety of different kind of nets, and I would ask, what is the consensus of the Mishvejo people who are here as far as having a variety of nets, since I set them up every week, a variety of nets versus we're going to use the standard ICS 213 every week? What's your preference?
I liked last night.
You like last night? To shake it up a little bit. Yeah, I think there's a place. I you know, when I am creating
forms, when you do have a net, so somebody would have to find a different form in your manual to participate.
Yeah, Charlie, you bring up a good point. Is that we have the scripts and we have the forms and so forth to do a resource net or a non-resource net using the ICS 213 form. And from a ability to set it up for each of our members, we're almost restricted to that format. However, it occurred to me, I think I'm going to volunteer to take net one time every month. Okay? And as net control, I never know what's coming down the pike. Okay? And it occurs to me that's one way that we can handle it.
You know, it would be helpful when you go off script like Don, is to send it in advance.
Yeah.
I had 2 weeks, I was getting some intermod, and not hearing everything you were saying. And the other thing was that happened, like a colleague of mine from Australia called. So I had to take a call, so then I was just like halfway through it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, we'll look at that. Okay, Category Z radio specialists. We have standardized documentation. We've talked about some of these things. We'll look at them in greater depth later. I'm on slide 54. We want to leverage these